Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program. The focus on what you need to know is Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden in Kiev, Ukraine today. The President of France, Chancellor of Germany, John Kerry, Secretary of State, coming together to bring an end, hopefully, to the fighting in the Ukraine. I don't do Ukraine. I do the Ukraine. There's a meeting of defense ministers in Brussels at NATO.
They have the best sprouts. God.
Brussels, yeah, I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I
love their sprouts.
Richie grills
love them.
White House considering reversing its opposition to arming Ukraine's military. We've got surplus here. Instead of sending it to the Ferguson Police Department, we're going to send it over to the Ukraine so they can use it to chase Bad Vlad and his guys who boomerang them right out of Ukraine. And you know what they ought to do?
That was almost a rap.
What was?
A boomerang them right a out
boomerang.
Of the ring.
Yeah.
Yo.
I know.
De-hizzle and no yizzle.
You know what hit me about this yesterday?
No, Richie, what hit you about
talking
this
about it on the news?
Uh-huh.
Where the heck has this story been for the last 6 months?
Ukraine?
Yeah.
It's been,
I mean, I know that they've...
buried in the
hiding.
Snow.
No, I mean, I know that they've had a ceasefire, and then it's. But I mean, what have you heard about the Ukraine in the last 5 months?
Nothing. Well,
because we had Ebola and measles and
exactly
all kinds of other crazy things to talk about.
You mean they weren't just on break? The season wasn't over?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Senator is expected today to take on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, become a proxy for the broader fight over executive actions, including immigration. This is how contorted and convoluted the system has become. They're going to talk about Homeland Security, the budget, and tie it to the executive actions. The White House yesterday is seen with a bunch of people that came in that were they were either children of or they were the parents of children who came to this country when they were very young, and now they face deportation, and apparently about 500,000 of them have stayed because of this executive action. Well, yeah, you understand? So now they can't get at it any other way than to defund it. So that will be the discussion today. Let's see here. The Anthem Health Insurance Company investigating the scope of a cyber attack that exposed 80 million customer records. 80 million customer records. Anthem said no credit card information was stolen. Did not believe medical information was compromised. What does that mean?
So what? Your whole identity was given up.
Yeah.
So, okay, your medical records didn't get stolen, and your credit card information didn't get stolen, but they have your name, your date of birth, your Social Security number, your address.
Yeah, everything.
Your employer's information.
Yep.
What else? Why do they need? They don't need your credit card information. They're going to go get new credit cards in your name.
With your name, exactly.
Right. Yep.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment for an update on some of the important medical developments of the week, by the way. Rescue teams still trying to find the 12 missing persons from that plane that everybody talked about. Everybody yesterday. Everybody saw that Russian-built plane on its side. The engine had stopped on the left-hand side. It fired out. Plane drifted quickly down to that side, ended up in the river. 12 people are still missing. But that's not the story. The story is what people thought when they saw that picture of that plane sideways hitting the tip of its wing on the highway. That's what people were.
Just,
there was nothing yesterday that there was nothing more discussed yesterday than that picture. Amazing video. You're right, Richie. Let's see. Accusations by a convicted former member of Al-Qaeda that he had high-level contact with Saudi Arabian officials before September 11th. What do you think that's a surprise? Why do you think all the Saudi Arabian kids were flown out of New York the day before the attack? And we treat with such phonies. We kiss the butt of this new king of Saudi Arabia who's a lech. His father was a lech. His son is a lech.
But do you like him?
No.
Oh.
But thanks for asking. Anyway, let's see here. Commissioner of Food and Drug Administration leaving. Good news. She's horrible. Dr. Hamburg. Oy.
Great name, though.
It is.
Yeah, it is good. Remember the lady who was on New York radio, Joan Hamburg? Yeah, I think she still is on the radio.
Oh, I do. That's
like 84 years old.
Yeah, but she didn't run the Food and Drug Administration.
No, she could have done a better job, however.
Who's the assistant secretary of the Food and Drug Administration? Dr. Hot Dog?
Fred Frankfurt.
That's right.
Hamburger and hot dog. And
hamburger. Hamburger, 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 awesome. Pizza, pizza. You think that's good? Not pizza, Pepsi. Is that going to come up in the Saturday Night Live big special this weekend?
I
Isn't
hope
that this
so.
Saturday? That's this Saturday, right?
It's coming up this weekend.
No, it's like an 8 o'clock show. Is it Saturday night?
That's
40. I should have asked that earlier with the television report.
You should have, Dougie. I'm looking it up for you right now, though. Blah, blah, blah. Well,
so
you know,
February 15th.
Gosh, I think they put it 15th? For
15th.
Yeah.
So Monday.
Sunday night.
No, Sunday.
Pfizer said it's buying Hospira, a provider of injectable drugs. Guess how much they're paying? Pfizer.
How much?
$48 billion.
No, it's not that bad. $15 billion. That's the kind of money there is in drugs. Speaking of drugs, Dr. Ken, who's on them when he has to come on this program.
No.
As a matter of fact, we're going down to have our physical at Dr. Ken's next Monday. By Tuesday, I'll be in rare form, Richie. Ken will join us in a moment.
Moon River.
With an update on some of the important medical stories, including what's going on with the measles, next on Good Day.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Tonight, it's the move everyone's been waiting for. The Blacklist moves to the all-new NBC Thursday with an episode people will be talking about.
Consider it a bonus.
Then, it's the premiere of Allegiance, the thrilling new drama the critics are already calling outstanding, impressive, entertainment weekly raves. This new drama will make you pledge allegiance. The premiere of Allegiance follows The Blacklist on a great new night of dramas. Tonight at 9, 8 central, the all-new NBC Thursday.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Time for our Good Day visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a checkup of sorts as to the medical information and news that you need to know about from this past week. So let's start with the measles. How many people have them? What's the danger? Has it been over-modified by the news media? What's the scoop, Ken?
Sure. Hi, Dad.
For most people, measles is miserable but not life-threatening. The most common symptoms include fever, runny nose, cough, and a red blotchy skin rash all over the body. However, a very small fraction of people get much sicker and can suffer complications like pneumonia, ear infection, low platelet count, and encephalitis. About 1 in 1,000 people with measles develop encephalitis. It's an inflammation of the brain. It may cause vomiting, convulsions, and rarely coma or even death. Encephalitis can closely follow measles, or it can occur months later. Also, measles can cause pregnant women to have premature, fragile babies. Before there was a vaccine, about 450 to 500 Americans died from measles each year on average, but the disease still kills more than 100,000 people a year worldwide, most under the age of 5. It's so contagious that 90% of people who are not immunized or infected if exposed to the virus, and the vaccine is 97% effective. There's been a fear that the vaccine can cause autism. This is a concern sparked by a study published in a British medical journal in 1998. That paper was later retracted and thoroughly discredited, and other studies have found no link. The vaccine is safe. I have the vaccine. I gave it to my child. I recommend everybody being vaccinated. This is a public health problem, and if we don't have enough people, it's called herd immunity. If we don't have enough people vaccinated, then people are going to get this measles and all its complications.
All right, next. The FDA commissioner is standing down. Hooray. There's an approval from the FDA for a new breast cancer drug. Is this groundbreaking?
It's not really groundbreaking. There's a new drug to treat postmenopausal women with advanced breast cancer. It's been approved by the FDA. It's called Lebrance. It adds to another drug that's often given. It seems to promote from about 10 months how long we can keep people disease-free from expanding to about 20 months. And we're not sure exactly how long people are going to live. That data hasn't been released yet. But it's a small advance, not a huge breakthrough.
All right. The diet that you surround yourself with, because let's face it, food surrounds us. If you're eating well, you have a lower chance of having problems with your lungs, right?
This is the news out of the British Medical Journal this week. A healthy diet, Doug, low in red meat, soda, and alcohol, and rich in whole grains might reduce the risk of developing the crippling chronic lung disease, which is known as COPD or emphysema. The predominant risk factors for COPD is cigarette smoking, but up to one-third of COPD patients never smoke. So now we know that a healthy diet lowers the risk for heart disease and cancer, and good eating habits seem to lower COPD risk for both smokers and non-smokers alike.
I'm just thinking about my mother, who died of emphysema and related complications at the age of 50, started smoking when she was 14. That and the combination of alcohol, she had no immune system, basically, and you can understand how this sort of thing, where the diet's so important to our immune system, so important. Let's talk about your heart. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist. He loves Heart Factors Plus. Please explain.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. Here's what John from Florida says. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. I recommend this product to all my friends, he says. And the benefits do not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus, and right now get a free bottle and faster results than you've ever thought possible, or your money back, no questions asked.
All right, here's how you get Heart Factors Plus. Write this number down, or better yet, just pick up your phone, pick up your smartphone, whatever, 800-621-6313. Now is the time to call. Get that blood into your muscles, into your brain, the fiber of all of your organs. This is what helps people not only keep their blood pressure where it's supposed to be, but it also is a great factor in the health of everything in your body. Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. Again, ordering Heart Factors Plus is easy as dialing 800-621-6313. We'll be right back.
is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Time for us to have a little musical memory, or two, or three, or four, or five. Actually, we're going to present for you listening, Dancing Pleasure Now and Good Day, the top five songs from this week in 1975, starting with the Eagles at number five, with The Best of My Love. What was going on in your life when this song was popular? Drinking a lot of cheap, talking wine, Richie?
I was 10. Not much wine in my life, though.
Good time to introduce it, though.
Oh, it's man, I love
appreciation.
Yeah.
Wine or the Eagles?
No, but
yeah. All right, so that's number five as a musical memory, Best of My Love. Number four this week in 1975 belonged to the Average White Band.
Yeah.
When so-called instrumentals were still big, you don't see, or hear, actually, in pop music today, instrumental tunes. This one,
I think the last one was the Macarena.
You think?
Yeah.
That killed it for all the ensuing ideas that people might have had for any kind of...
There's still a lot of instrumental stuff
made.
That's right. You don't hear it on the radio, they won't play it on the radio.
Number three from this week in 1975 belonged to Stevie Wonder. Boogie on, Reggae Woman. So we got time. I want to really get into the number two song from this week. 1975 is the year. Linda Ronstadt in the number two position.
We'll start it from the beginning for you.
Start it from the beginning.
Because it's cool.
And you get it. Right. Number two. You, sir, are no good. Yeah, she's singing this for Jerry Brown.
Feeling better now that we're through.
I'm not being facetious, by the way. Yeah, she was dating him.
No, for real.
Yeah, no, that's for, this is a for real song about Jerry Brown.
Let's see. I think I remember hearing that.
Richie's going to check it out. See if it's a Taylor Swift song. No good. Can you imagine talking to Jerry Brown? Baby, you're no good.
Love it.
Where does that come in to somebody's aura? What a shame she has Parkinson's so badly she can't even really get around anymore. Great, great pop voice. All right, Richie, can we move on to the number one song? You're still investigating to see if I was right. Ohio players. Not one of my faves.
I love it.
And I'm sure you do.
The way you want.
Number one during this week in 1975. Ohio players in fire. I can see you kind of digging yourself into this one, isn't
you? I love me some funk, and this is
love me some funk.
Yep, this is right down that street. Hey, did you know that Linda Ronstadt's "You're No Good" was a cover tune that she did?
A cover?
Yeah, the original version was Dee Dee Warwick, and written by Lieber and Stoller, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller.
Dionne Warwick or somebody?
No, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee was Dionne's sister.
Yeah, 1963. So Linda Ronstadt covered it.
It's still about Jerry Brown.
I'm trying to see whether she did.
I remember, was he governor then? Well, he was with the governor, mayor. I mean, he's always been.
I think he was governor, yeah.
The guy is, how many times has he been governor of the state of California? Four?
Well, four times.
Four elections?
Yep. Yeah. This is fourth.
Mayor of Oakland.
We're terming him out now.
Right.
Messing around.
Yeah. And then he did his stint as a talk radio person.
Well,
by the way, Jennifer,
yes.
You said there were no beaches in Montana.
Well, are there lakes?
Lake Elmo.
Yeah, those kind of lakes. I mean, not like an ocean beach.
Right. Okay, well, you be specific. After all, we're noted
I'm
for
sorry.
Accuracy.
Yes, we are.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 28 after the hour now, friends and neighbors.
Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by drive!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he can win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Have you taken your family history search across the pond? There are millions of stories, and they're yours to discover this weekend. Explore your British heritage free at tryancestry.com. Ancestry is offering free access to their entire UK collection with unlimited searching. But for this weekend only, visit tryancestry.com February 6th through the 8th and explore over 1 billion records to discover the story of your family before they came to the New World. With free access, you can go back generations and find records from the 1500s and even the Industrial Revolution. See how far back you can go. Search the entire UK collection at TryAncestry for free, but only for this weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com this February 6th through the 8th and get unlimited hours to explore your British heritage. Don't wait. Free access is only for a limited time when you visit TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
On the Good Day program today is, hopefully is the case every day, it's Thursday, February the 5th. Richie, February. Not February. February.
Exactly.
February.
In the library.
February.
February.
Oh, good call, Richie.
You're exactly right, Doug. It's not February.
Thank
it's February.
Richie McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Jennifer Horn is here. We're focused on the issues of the day, things that are going on. Staples is buying Office Depot for $6 billion. So they will now be the office supply marketplace.
Yeah, because Office That's Depot it. Bought Office Max, right?
Right. Yep, exactly. Cash and stock deal. Wow.
My perception was that Office Depot was the better store over Staples. Like, I thought they, not better, but that they had more money.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize that Staples would gobble up Office Depot.
No, I like Staples better.
You do?
Yeah.
I like them better, too, because they're headquartered in Framingham.
That's good. But, hey, listen, you can still order any, like, for example, for the office here, we go to a office supply company.
W.B. Mason?
No, it's not Mason.
It's becoming big now.
But I can't remember the name of the company. But, once a week we get our office supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so there's still competition out there, but just the retail competition.
Right.
Walmart and Target and all
that. Tell you what we use now, especially for ink and stuff, Amazon.
Yeah.
Very competitive pricing.
Yeah. Right. They ship it right to you on a drone.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
On a drone. Yeah.
There you go. Brian Williams, the NBC Nightly News anchor for a number of years. He replaced Tom Brokaw. He didn't have a lisp. Looked good. Great in blue sunglasses. He's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. He was on with David Letterman to talk about the time he was shot at in Iraq, which apparently really didn't happen.
And this was actually a little bit ago. I mean,
this is not last week.
No, this is years ago, I think.
Yes, it is.
Because he was talking about
Iraq,
the invasion of Iraq in 2003, yeah. Right?
And right.
How he was embedded with them.
So how did he get caught, though? That's what I want to know is how...
Stars and Stripes.
Really?
Somebody said something about it. Here's what I don't understand. You're a guy as high profile... Because look, let me go back. We all have embellished our stories for entertainment value. I admit it. I know Dougie does it.
We're storytellers.
We're storytellers. You embellish, right?
Right.
Well, okay.
Sometimes
someone is high profile as Brian Williams thinks that he can go on and embellish to that level where he's saying he's being shot at
right.
and not get caught. What was he thinking? How did that even happen?
Well, it's ego. A lot of times, people that aren't used to the heat of the moment get in the heat of the moment, even though his helicopter was not shot down. It was in his group, even though he was 2 hours behind the helicopter that did get shot down. And he gets all excited and remembers the story differently and then comes out with it. So here's his apology last night on the news when Stars and Stripes finally called it to his attention and said, hey, man, you weren't there.
On this broadcast last week, in an effort to honor and thank a veteran who protected me and so many others after a ground fire incident desert during the Iraq War invasion, I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following craft. We all landed after the ground fire incident and spent two harrowing nights in a sandstorm in the Iraq desert. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and by extension our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not.
I tell you what. Kissy, 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 kissy.
He's good, though.
Yeah.
That guy's
sounded okay.
That's why he's the host of the NBC Nightly.
You know what? I just can't not like the guy. To me, he seems like a decent guy.
Yeah,
he embellished and he lied a little bit. Do I hang on his every word and believe everything he says? No. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever.
Well, I do, and I don't trust him anymore.
I don't watch the evening news anyway.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to give it to you. He's not the first news guy that's lied to you.
Yeah.
He's not the only one,
alas.
Sadly.
All right. Let's see our video of the... Well, let's do news. One other news thing here as a connection to the most compelling photo that you've seen for a long time, the plane, that Trans-Asia Airways plane taking off. The engine stops running. The plane tips to the left. Pilots trying to keep it from crashing into the hub. As a matter of fact, the mayor of Taipei hailed the pilot of the plane as a hero today for avoiding the buildings that were, you can see in the skyline. If you look at this picture, look back over the skyline, it looks like San Diego. If you've ever taken off from the San Diego airport or landed at the San Diego airport, you think you're going to land on top of a building. That's how close in the that's an old Navy base and an Air Force base there, and that's what they use for years. They've been trying to get the city of San Diego, state of California, to find another place to put an airport for San Diego. I can't find one. This is if you've never landed in San Diego, Richie, you probably done. When you gone to see Roger land in San Diego,
absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
right on top of those buildings. So this picture reminded me of that. And so when you understand what the pilot did, not unlike what Sensenberger Brewer was the name of the pilot of the U.S. Airways plane that ditched into the Hudson.
Sullenberger.
Sullenberger, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the same kind of thing. The message here is that it's good to have pilots who actually know how to fly.
Something. What do you know about that?
Well, I mean, the more airlines, these startup airlines all over the place, AirAsia is a perfect example. They got a bunch of new crap can Airbuses, a lot of green kids flying the planes. Even on some of the important routes, they aren't really experienced. They don't know what really to do, and there really is a problem. And that's why that plane crashed. This guy flying this plane knew how to fly. That's why more people weren't killed. That's the lesson that you take from looking at the picture and understanding the story. He tried everything he could, the mayor said. There is some audio around. I don't know if we ever found it or not, Richie. of what went on between the cockpit and the tower.
It's not in English, so you can't. It's just...
No, that's Middle Eastern. What are you telling? You don't know the difference between...
No, that was
Asian
it.
And Middle Eastern? Really?
I understand everyone he said.
Good for you. Our video of the day today, speaking of videos and pictures and stuff, comes from a new tech high school in Dallas, Texas. A fellow named Scott Pankey, a theater arts teacher, came up with a novel lesson plan. He assigned the students in his class a project, put them into teams, and gave them 3 weeks to come up with a solution. And what you see in the video, I don't know, Rich, you can play a little of the audio, but I don't think it means anything. This is a choreographed dance to Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
That is the hottest song there is right now.
334,000 views yesterday on Facebook and YouTube.
Fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, play masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
Kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
Yeah. It's a total James Brown throwback song. I love it.
Like I am in a too high. Say my name, you know who I am.
But it's cool because it's got the teachers down at the lead.
Yeah.
And then as you walk through the school, different groups of students walk behind him and they do the dance together. And then he leaves them and walks through the school and then comes to another one, another group. And it's really fun.
All right. Food news before we get to Dr. Joy Brown, who's going to help us learn how to walk away from stressful situations in a few moments. Right now, it's a focus on Velveeta cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese, the rise and fall of them. Did you know that they were going to stop making Velveeta cheese?
Really?
And then they found a market, the dollar stores.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The dollar stores are selling Velveeta like you wouldn't believe. And also, other things, Campbell's soups. Apparently, you can buy soups now for 99 cents a can. What do you pay for them in the regular stores?
I don't think you pay 99 cents. See, that's the thing about dollar stores.
Yeah.
Is there's a lot of stuff in there that's really only 75 cents, but you think
you're
a bargain.
But you're still paying a buck.
So you pay a buck for it?
Uh-huh.
You really got to be careful.
Richie, you just did it. You just explained what goes on. Thank you. That was my story. You took it.
Right.
Yep. Hey, that was the story. That is the story.
Don't get suckered when you walk through the dollar store.
Okay, I'll buy everything I can for a dollar. Hooray! But a lot of the stuff is in there, 69 cents.
Cheaper at the store. It'd
right, go to the regular store.
So you go to the grocery store, I think you can buy two cans of soup, small soup.
For a buck.
For a buck.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. 99 cents. Yeah, that's the deal.
One can a buck.
Yeah. Anyway, Kraft sells this stuff in drugstores.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, the dollar store gets this stuff cheap. They go into somebody who's getting rid of it and they buy it. They don't buy it directly from Campbell's. They buy it from a store that says, okay, these cans have been sitting in our warehouse for,
for 2 years.
It's time to get rid of them. Here you go. 12 cents a can.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. We'll mark it up to a buck and everybody's getting rich.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it works. Richie just uncovered the story of the century. If you go into the dollar store and you pay a dollar and you feel good about it, you might want to look again. 16 before the hour, how to walk away from stress. Next with Dr. Joy Brown here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about the hardest work that we do. As a matter of fact, it's something we do not look forward to. As a matter of fact, we don't even want to do it, even when we have to. And what is that? Shoveling snow. Yep, you know what? We become the victim of weather. All of a sudden, we'll wake up in the morning, or sometimes we'll come home from work, and there it is, a pile of snow that we have to move. We simply don't like it. We do everything we possibly can to avoid it. We get annoyed. We get frustrated. But you know what? When it's done, and the driveway is clear and the walks are done, we say to ourselves, hey, nice job. I know I worked hard, but I accomplished something. You know what? It's the same thing in life. There are so many things we do not like to do. There are so many things that we're told to do that we had no choice, but we had to do them. If we just picture the end result, just like we did snow shoveling, we'll be able to put so much more into it, get more out of it, and understand the outcomes of things we do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
For those of you who are looking for a perspective bumper sticker that says, as long as there are tests, there will be prayer in public schools. Yes, 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 and yes.
Like right. No atheists in foxholes.
No, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us in a foxhole. There are a lot of us who are feeling stress because of the weather. There are all kinds of different things that cause stress. Jobs, relationships, money, you name it. People are stressed out. So what do you say to people who might call your radio program, which you can do, by the way, those of you who are not schooled in how this works? Dr. Joy is on the air every day from noon to 3, a lot of great radio stations and on the air and all kinds of podcast situations and internet. You can find her everywhere. Just go to drjoy.com and you'll find out where she is, when she is. 855-99-DR-JOY if you want to ask her a question. So my question to you, Dr. Joy Brown,
is
how does one successfully walk away from stress? Let's say you're the coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Oops.
Oh.
I wouldn't have thrown a pass there. Even I wouldn't have. Jeez Louise.
Well, he didn't make that decision. But anyway, what do we do?
All right. First of all, identify specifically what the stress is. Saying, well, geez, Louise, I'm stressed, is not the least bit helpful.
Mine is seasonal adjusted disorder.
You know what you need to do? If that's true,
yeah.
You need to get yourself a sun lamp. Believe it or not, that actually works very well in seasonal affective disorder. Can't do it very, very much because then you get skin cancer, which is another kind of stress.
That would stress you out.
But if it's really seasonal affective disorder, which actually exists, then you can move to a warmer climate or to sunshine. You can get a sun lamp because it turns out to be a situation. Our thyroid is very, or our pituitary gland is very phototrophic. And so if it's getting more light, you'll feel better. So that would be a good example. But understand that stress is just overtaxing the system. So, for example, I get stressed when I get bored, believe it or not, when I don't have enough going on. So understanding specifically what it is that's triggering, then figuring out what your options are. And there, for seasonal affective disorder, it can be as much as a light bulb. For something else, it might be getting more exercise. It might be getting more sleep. It might be having a better diet. It may be square breathing, maybe yoga. If you can figure out what's causing it, then you can begin figuring out what your options are. And understand, the only way to have no stress in your life is probably to be dead. So, So we need a little stress. Another way of thinking about stress.
How do you know if you have too much, though? Okay, there's a question.
Okay, that your blood pressure's too high, that you're not sleeping, that you're just not having any fun. Mm-hmm. That's probably as good a marker as anything else. And understanding that, for example, when you go to the gym, the only way to get more muscular is to essentially overtax the system a little bit. You need to go beyond what you're used to. So a little bit of stress is maybe evolutionarily, not for the species, but for you individually, that the only way you're going to grow is to get beyond your comfort level. So what I think all of us are trying to do in our life is balance the, oh my goodness, I really can't do that, it's too much for me, and oh, this is so easy. And find a middle ground, and the middle ground doesn't have to be the same for every area of our life. For example, we might be willing to be more challenged at work than in our love life. We may be more willing to be challenged in our exercise regimen than in our diet. Mm-hmm. So figure out where that middle ground is between being bored out of your mind and essentially being in a rut and in a comfort zone and just being so out of control, feeling so overwhelmed, mm-hmm. that you can't function.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the idea is to get lessons, learn the lessons. This is a key lesson, it seems to me, for pretty much everybody. As Joy said, this all of us have.
And it's going to change.
Lives.
It's going to change at different times, different mm-hmm. seasons, different time of the year.
Yep.
Because we're going to change.
855-99-DR-JOY. Leave your question there. She'll answer it on the air. You'll find out where she is on the air by going to drjoy.com. 51 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Now on the Good Day program, movie music, Simple Minds doing Don't You Forget About Me from the Breakfast Club. Everybody knows that. Did you know, though, that the number one movie this week in 1985, Richie, was the Breakfast Club, and this song was number one.
Absolutely.
On the pop music charts. Don't you forget about
hey,
me.
Hey.
All right, we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here with movie news. We also have our contest. We'll have one today, and that's it for the qualification, because by this time tomorrow morning, we will have figured out who the winner is in our Beaches Resort winter giveaway. Tomorrow is the day, so you can qualify today for this 4-day, 3-night luxury stay for 2 adults, 2 children at one of the 3 beaches resorts in the Caribbean. This is a luxury resort. Everything's paid for. Everything. You just have to get yourself there, and that shouldn't be too difficult. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's get the work on the air so you can qualify and get into this. 888-302-3684 if you know the name of the movie from which this comes.
God help me, I do not stop.
It's a little messy,
hard.
But
yeah.
Go to the next one, Richie.
Now I have precisely the right instrument, precisely the right moment of history, in exactly the right place.
This movie was number one at the box office this week in 1970. Chuck, you know the voice in the movie, right?
I'm not 100% positive.
Really?
The second clip is very familiar, but it just right. doesn't ring a bell yet.
888-302-3684. You recognize the clip or the voice or movie
the clip.
Or what?
I don't.
All right.
I think I recognize the voice.
Next clip.
All this stuff you heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung.
Got it.
Got it.
Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle.
Right. This is that one. Those.
Yeah.
This was his greatest performance.
Yeah, I
think.
Agree.
And he was a great actor. Great.
He's a terrific actor. He's done some. He did some work just for a paycheck, but that was his best performance.
This is his best movie. Best known for this role. Okay, so who is it and what is it? 888-302-3684. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by drudge!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he can win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get on it here. Terry is in Alaska, or where are you? And I never can figure when they put AK up here. I don't know if it's Alaska, Arkansas.
No, it's Alaska, Doug. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. What's the name of that movie?
It's Patton.
It is Patton, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Good.
Good job. So you qualify for our drawing tomorrow. So by this time tomorrow, you'll know whether you're going on a four-day vacation. Imagine that from Alaska down to the Caribbean.
Awesome.
Good deal.
And yes.
All right. Well, you hold on just a second, and Kara will talk to you. Thank you. Congratulations. Chucker, movie news, please.
We'll start with this, Doug. 50 Shades of Grey now tracking at a $60 million opening weekend when it hits theaters Valentine's Day weekend. I got to say this. My 84-year-old mother can't wait to see that one.
You going to take her?
No. She can go by herself. Other news, director Roland Emmerich's reboot of his own film, Stargate, now has screenwriters that should be produced sometime in the next 2 years. Kurt Russell and James Spader starred in the original. This one will feature an all-new cast. Just my opinion, but after watching the new Terminator Genesis movie trailer during the Super Bowl, I think it would be a better idea if they left Arnold Schwarzenegger home. It just feels too old in the tooth to play the Terminator. I don't know. I just get a feeling they should have went in a different direction. But I hope for the best because I love Arnold. I don't know. It's just a gut feeling.
So and instead of I'll be back, I threw out my box. Nice.
Terminator, a living edition.
And according to producers, they're currently working on a sequel to the Keanu Reeves action film John Wick. It was very well reviewed and did well at the box office. Good. It was a good film if you like hard action movies, and it put Keanu Reeves sort of back on the map in Hollywood.
There's Chuck Curry. He's our movie man. If he can't do it, nobody can. This is Good Day, 59 after the hour.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.